What up, Whiskey Ginger fans? Welcome back to the show. If this is your first time joining us, welcome to the show. I always say the same thing. Spread the word. Tell a friend. Do us a favor. Keep this pod growing and moving. I appreciate everybody on here and all your patronage. Speaking of which, if you want to get on the Patreon edge, be a new Patreon member, we got a Patreon, dude. Come join. We do solo Cheeto chats. We do Zooms now. We've been doing Zooms with the top tier. There's discount codes, updated stuff, and full episode leaks in advance. All sorts of fun stuff. Go to patreon.com/whiskeygingerpodcast. It's right there, I bet. Also, go to andrewsantino.com to know what's going on with me. And go to andrewsantinostore.com to get the merch, the hats, the glasses, the shirts, all the good jazz. It's also in the merch bar right down below. If you look down below, there's a merch bar down there. You can just click on a shirt and a hat and a glass and whatever you want and pick it up. Anyway, that's enough for me. Let's go to the episode.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You are that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Whiskey Ginger. My guest today is one of my favorite people on earth. I say that for all my guests, but I mean it once again today. It's Mr. Neil Brennan. Neil Brennan. So good to see you. Show the kids your shoes.
Buddy, these are some World Cup. Apparently that's the EU flag. I got these in a store in Toronto, let's say, whenever the last World Cup was.
When was the last? I don't know. Somebody died today, by the way. Somebody.
Maradona.
Maradona. Maradona. What is it?
That's all. Maradona. He was a man of big appetites. That means
cocaine.
Hookers. Women,
hookers. Yeah.
It's a nice way of saying hookers.
Hookers, yeah. It's so funny when soccer players are young, like all pro athletes, he looked like he was good looking. He was in phenomenal shape.
I would argue that there is no better looking group of athletes than soccer players.
Ooh, interesting.
World Cup. It's, you see women watch the World Cup?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're not massive. They're just fit and cute and team players.
That's true.
And they got a lot of lung capacity.
What you don't think, I guess, yeah. What about the women aren't watching the NBA finals, huh?
Well, they are, but they don't, they're racially ambiguous. Like the soccer guys are.
Yeah. You don't, right. We both just went Maradona. Maradona. I sound like I'm Italian.
Yeah.
He's not.
Yeah. He's
South American.
South American. Yeah. Central American, South American.
But what, honestly, that as well. Who knows? They're down there.
Yeah.
He was, yeah, that's right. They're racially ambiguous, so they kind of represent like the that.
Like you're not, your parents aren't going to be that pissed.
They'll be bummed.
They'll be bummed, but they'll keep it to themselves. Right. They'll tell your sister, and if it gets back to you, then that's what happens. But they're not going to come out and say.
He's got lighter skin than I thought.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. He's a lot lighter than I thought.
He's
actually
nice, good mannered.
That's what, you know, my this is a bad story. Somebody in my family told me, they go, yeah, it's this guy moved into the neighborhood, a light-skinned fella, very nice. And I thought the preface of the light-skinned fella was like the weight of going, he's, you know.
Yeah.
But we like him.
Categorized.
Just fine. Yeah. the light-skinned fella turned out to be not bad. So
yeah.
we like those.
Yes. It has to do with his skin. They took into consideration his skin color.
Oh, right, exactly. Prior to even meeting.
Yes.
And then, yes. I like this. This is the one I like.
Yes.
It is true.
And by the way, they'll give themselves dark skin credit for that.
For sure. What do you mean? That's my black friend. That's my black friend down the street.
It might as well be Yafit Kodo.
We have black friends. Or when people say, My gay friend is a weird thing to announce. I don't really, for some reason it bothers me so much when you say my gay friend. And I've said this before on stage. I used to have a joke about how you'd never preface someone's sexual either preference or proclivity, or you would never do that with anything else. You only do it with get my gay friend.
I would argue.
Yeah.
Gay people may do it if they're all talking to, if it's gay on gay conversation.
Yeah.
They may say a straight friend.
My straight friend?
Yeah.
But because we're gross to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like my straight, my yucky straight friend. I guess that's true. Maybe they do. Maybe. Yeah, maybe they do say my straight friend. But yeah. I don't. It's
or they'll say and then be like, he's straight.
Or you go, well,
then
I don't.
Then they'll be like, then we'll do it.
You know
how they have conversations. You know, they'll stand it. They'll act it out. And, hey, I'm a businessman. I'm right. Going to work. Guess what sexuality is.
He's my straight friend. But I guess I've never prefaced it with that. When I hear it, it's always like, oh, you're wanting me to know that you have gay friends, which I don't care.
I would say they're giving a gay insight. If I say my gay friend, it's only because it's like they... Now, the problem is he's one person. He doesn't represent the entire community.
Right.
Unless it's Sean Hayes, in which case he does.
And then he does. So. And Sean Hayes is the leader of the gays, which is... Yes. I think that's on his Twitter profile, is yes. I'm the leader of the gays. Kind of like how RuPaul for a while was like the only representation I knew about
trans,
yeah.
By the way, and who is it now?
I guess there's huge ones now. But
you don't know who they are.
I don't. I'm not good at that. No, I'm not. But I know that there's big names. No, someone told me the other day, Roxy.
There is one that looks like me. Someone goes, so and so looks like you, and then you look and you're like, yeah.
Pretty close.
Acid Betty.
Acid Betty?
Is her name.
That's your trans doppelganger?
It's funny. Cut to it. If you cut to stuff.
We'll put Acid Betty in the middle of us.
With a picture of me.
Just side by side.
Yeah.
And Acid Betty has your style. When somebody says you look like somebody, and it actually does in your mind look like you, do you admit it or do you go,
not only do I admit it, I have a probably 30 pictures of people on my phone that people will email me
that you
or
look
they'll
like?
DM that I look like that next time I do a talk show. I have
who else do you look like?
They're just regular
random
people. The guy who was like, he stuck a finger up my booty.
Yeah,
the guy at the Alabama game.
Yep.
Everyone's like, Neil Brennan.
That does look like you.
Yeah. Yeah. And what am I going to do? Of course it looks like me. I know the look. It's like, yeah. I know the look. So I can't be like, fuck you. I think guys are more accepting than women are of that looks like you.
Well,
the only woman you can say that women look like is Audrey Hepburn. Everyone else is an insult.
Has to be a dead Hollywood star.
Yeah. No. It has to be Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn?
That's it. Because Marilyn Monroe, there's two.
The sexual
fluctuated.
Right.
No, it was more a weight issue.
It was. They were like, you're too thick?
Yes.
Right.
Audrey Hepburn, always size one or zero.
Skinny and pretty. Right. Mm-hmm. So it can't just be any. And yeah, for guys, you can say anything because if it's an insult, it's funny. And if it's a compliment, it's surprising. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, cool.
You expect someone to go, you know, like someone's like, oh, you know, or like if, you know what I'll get? Like if somebody has it's an insult or a dig, they'll be like, shut up, Ed Sheeran. And you're
right.
Like, I look nothing like Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
I understand what you're doing.
Yep.
I'll play along for the joke.
It's lazy writing.
Yeah, it's just
fine.
Very cheap. It's very cheap.
Yeah.
But I'll take it because I get it. It's a joke. But when someone goes, like, I don't see this, but somebody once goes, you kind of look like Michael C. Hall, Dexter. They're like, you look like a redheaded Dexter. And I was like, oh, that's kind of, it's funny because you settle in, you go, oh, wow, that's a compliment. That he's a handsome guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take it because I'll go, oh, that's
what do you give yourself out of 10?
I'm like a 7.
Yeah, I was going to say you're
I'm
seven.
Like a 7.5 if I'm really killing it. If I'm feeling.
Are you better looking with a beard or?
Better looking when I'm as low as you are. When I'm much lower to the face, it looks better. When my hair is cleaned up, I look better when I'm cleaned up. But now that we're going through this and I'm growing my fucking beard out for the show, I can't trim my face and do all. They yelled at me when I cleaned up. They were like, it's not going to match. I was like, no one's going to know. Literally no one's going to. No one's ever been watching television and gone, that guy's beard is shorter than it was two scenes ago. Nobody will give a shit. Unless it's dramatic.
Unless it's a Tyler Perry moment. Unless like, if it's in the same scene, people will notice.
Of course.
Kind of.
Sure. But even still, it's got to be pretty
obvious. But like the third lead.
Yeah. No one's going to know.
I don't think anyone's following this story closely enough to go like, this is day two.
Yeah.
And it's afternoon.
Know.
Exterior, day three.
The sun was up in the first.
What, did he trim it? He didn't have time to trim his beard. So is it like 1917 where the movie takes place?
Yeah.
Does Dave this season take place in one long shot?
It takes place, and we're doing Birdman. We're doing the exact same thing.
That's fucking cool.
It is kind of tight. It's ambitious for sure, without a doubt. But Dave wanted to do that. He said, "I want one camera, one shot, no sound." So
really cool.
Yeah.
And no rapping.
No rapping. No rap.
So
we've got some good. We've got some non. You know, this will be a fun game. No, I was going to say, I'll just name the names of the guest stars that are coming. The amount of people that they're able to get as a guest star is...
This season, they'll be able to get whoever they want.
Yeah. I mean, first
now
season
people,
was good.
Now they'll get in calls. They'll get incoming.
They do. There's a few people. And I wish I could like leak names and just say them. But it's funny to think how big sometimes that in my mind, I'm like, they have time to do that shit? Or they even like want to come to
Everybody's got time.
I know. Well, for TV, because it's easy to jump in, jump out. Like a movie is much harder commitment. If a TV, they're like, oh, I can come, it's in LA and I can
afternoon.
Come for an afternoon.
Yeah.
Fine. I'll come in and leave.
Everyone's got 4 hours for something they want to do. The busiest person, Bill Gates. Bill Gates doing a podcast. Like, come on.
I know. Isn't that ridiculous? He's like, yeah, I'll do it. Bill Gates, by the way, put out an article that said, it's like 7 things that will forever change the world. Did you see that? Did you read that? 7 things that will forever change the world
recently
because of COVID. Yeah, he put it out like last week. The New Yorker, I think, threw it out, and it was basically about, you know, look, he was like, office spaces and office rentals will completely
plummet.
It'll be gone. It'll be changing. Yeah. People realize they don't need to work where they live and live where they work, which I thought was really interesting because we're doing that now. But I'm like, I want to know I'm interested to see what the numbers are going to be when COVID's over to see how many people don't live anywhere near where their job is anymore.
I also had the thought today that a lot of people are going to have to stop like being comedians.
Of course. I mean,
I remember when it first started, a few people said like, man, this is going to like kill off a lot of people's careers.
Totally.
And I kind of didn't. And then I'm starting to realize like, oh yeah, you can't. My mom asked me like, what are comedians doing who need checks, who need money for, and I'm like, I don't know.
I said that I had a discussion with a friend who is in that category a couple of days ago, and it's everything from Uber, Postmates, it's whatever the essential shit is that you can still do. That's the only thing that
And there's also like, but then they might have to move from LA. There's
That's already happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not talking about Tom and.
No.
Yeah, I'm not talking about.
Rogan left because he couldn't afford it.
He couldn't afford rent.
Rogan couldn't afford
it
anymore.
In Valley Village anymore.
It was bad.
He
moved to Tarzana and got a studio, and his wife and kids couldn't do it. No, I do know.
Even
a lot
with
of
the Spotify comics. Money, he still couldn't make ends meet.
I heard it didn't even come through. I think it was a bunk deal. It didn't happen. Yeah, I know guys that move back to where they're from, and even there now they're doing moving in with their parents, and they're still doing Postmates, delivery, like whatever they can do to pick up even checks back home, because they're like, well, how long is this going to be?
Yeah,
I thought about that. My dad, it was like, if I move back with my parents, a fucking nightmare. That would be my biggest nightmare.
Also, the nightmare is going to be the amount of pilots that are about that.
Moving
next,
back home with your
pilot
parents.
Season?
There is one, isn't there?
I mean,
show.
First of all, there's 10 every season.
Yeah, yeah.
Next time it'll be.
It's going to be even worse.
Yeah.
Well, that's. I wonder what's going to collapse with the business as far as like that kind of stuff. Is like, are people who used to get, you know, I said this, I said it before. I don't know what show I was on, but I said this movement of like more diversity in Hollywood and like the push for more like black stories or people of color stories. I was like, great. Can we also use that same energy to take away all these jobs from these old, white, rich people who just get handed jobs all the time and they don't do anything anymore? I was like, let's do that. If we're going to really go through it, if the people at the top are chattering about being like, we want more diversity, it's like, okay, then fire these 5 dudes that I see all the time that I know do no work and get fucking huge checks.
Uh-huh.
And I'd say it to their face now. I'd be like, oh, I thought you were down with...
Yeah,
this whole movement that you wanted to like open up this industry and make, because you're cool with firing down here, but how about all these dudes that I know that don't do shit and they're making $6 million a year, sitting on their hands.
Yeah,
get rid of them.
Well, that's where they would be. You're asking for something that'll never happen, which is people doing uncomfortable shit.
Yeah, yeah.
For the I'm turning my phone off. That'll never happen.
I know, but that's where you know that's where I all see all the bullshit. When you're like, we really want to promote and create diversity in the business. And you're like, okay, how about these guys that I know don't do shit, but make connections? They just connect this guy with this guy and they get paid fucking bank.
Yeah.
How about get rid of that guy then? Because that guy's not a real job.
I was talking to somebody.
Mike's cousin.
You're talking about Mike's cousin. something you brought up, which is the thing about COVID that in this whole year,
yeah,
is that it's not very interesting.
No, it's boring.
It's like I told somebody, it's like a traffic jam. I don't want to see stories about this.
Right.
It's the same. It's just like I'm stuck in a thing with a bunch of shit.
Did you think people were going to have creative shit come out of this? Because I initially thought, you better be writing, dude, because when this is over, that's what I used to have.
There'll be one good idea, but it'll be 6 years from now.
Right.
It'll be like Chernobyl was right. 25 years later. Like, oh, that's great.
Right.
It won't be bad. It'll just all be the same sort of thing.
Right.
And it'll take a while for somebody to have a great idea. Around, but it's not interesting. Like that's the thing about it. It's like it's life. If life before COVID was like at the volume was at 9, right now it's at 3.
Yeah,
and you're just like, oh, okay.
It feels the stagnancy is very strange, and also the repetitive nature has kind of gone. That's what I really want to get into with you is the what it's done to the brain. Like what it's done for me mentally has been at night. When I know I'm usually going to do shows, plural, when you're like, I'm revving up to do 3 tonight or whatever after dinner, now my engine is like, at first I have high anxiety anyway, just as a human. I get that second wave at 5:30 and I'm fucking good till 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now that my body is adjusted.
The second wave of COVID? Go ahead.
when it hits you twice, uh-huh. Maybe. Now my body adjusted and I don't have the energy after dinner. And it makes me miserable mentally. It fucks my head up.
I did shows last Saturday,
yeah,
in San Diego, and it was so much better than not doing shows.
Oh my God! It like reinvigorates your physical and your mental gets like the spike, you know, the endorphin spike,
yes,
and that energy surge. It's so healthy for your body. But now after dinner, if I don't have, I've only done like 4 shows. Now that I'm not doing shows, I feel fucking miserable. And I think it aids in the depression, it aids in the shit. So finding ways out of it has been like my big thing again. Running again has helped me a lot with all that shit. You don't run, right?
I have a treadmill that I do interval training, so I'll just do like...
Do you have the one where you push it yourself?
No.
Do you know that? You know the one,
yeah,
I'm talking about?
Is that the one?
Yeah, the slanted one.
Divot looks like fucking punishment.
People love it, dude.
Fucking divot.
People that have it absolutely are obsessed with it because it's your own body weight that has to get the momentum going, and the moment you stop, it stops. So you're not gonna get. You know when you're on a treadmill and you get that like little, that help.
So
you
escalator.
You. We talked about this off camera, and I want you to talk about it. You took ayahuasca.
I didn't. Well, I guess I did do it as a result of COVID. Ayahuasca is a plant that grows around the Nile. No, not the Nile, the Amazon.
The Amazon.
I've heard of it and I've like sniffed around because I've done every antidepressant thing you can do.
Microdosed mushrooms, did you do that?
I'll get to that.
Okay, great.
Microdose, absolutely.
But like...
Somebody sent me microdoses. In fact, via Instagram, someone just sent me candy microdoses. One of the greatest...
Really?
Whatever you call what we are, fame things.
Whatever that is.
That's ever happened.
Yeah, the microdosing in the mail.
Guy sent me a bunch of microdoses.
And a bunch of
shrooms. Like, amazing. Anyhow.
Good dude.
Great man. So I've microdosed, I've done, it's all in 3 mics. I've done TMS, I've done ketamine, I've just done all the shit. So for some reason, I never did ayahuasca. And it was because you have to be off antidepressants. You have to be off SSRIs, the number one, which is Zoloft. It's most antidepressants are SSRIs. SSRI stands
for blocker, right?
Selective Serotonin Reuptake Inhibitor, which means... Your brain, something good happens, your brain shoots out serotonin.
Sure.
My brain, it either dissolves quickly or not enough comes out or something's the matter. So SSRI means it's a reuptake inhibitor, meaning it leaves it out on the field longer. It inhibits the reuptake. So basically, right. It's like shoot serotonin, suck it back in. Shoot it back in. With SSRIs, it leaves it out, leaves it all on the field, as it were.
For the boys.
It all comes back to the 85 Bears.
Yes, it should, as it should.
Ultimately.
Greatest of all time. Ditka, dude.
And so I get a, it's me, so I have to name drop. Chris Rock sends me an article about ayahuasca. And he's been on his own psychological inner, he's been working on himself.
Sure.
The long story short is, when I was doing three mics, he would call me every day and be like, don't kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. Like, just fucking, which is his way of caring, because he's a, as I say, he's a grizzled old detective. And that was his way of being thoughtful. I would finally just be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I kind of beat him into doing more inner work. So he read about ayahuasca. It really helps with PTSD, really helps with depression, really helps with all this stuff. And he's like, we got to do this. I was like, okay. So then I realized, like, I could go off SSRIs. I have nothing to do.
Do you have to wane off them?
Yeah.
You can't, because if you drop, it's bad,
well,
right?
Yes. If you just stop, even if you wean, or as you call it, wane,
just my favorite guy name. That's all.
You'll get these zaps.
Yeah.
That are like, they're like, they feel kind of like orgasms, but with nothing positive.
Huh.
They like, you just like a zap, like you're a little dizzy. And your brain just fucking zaps.
But it doesn't feel positive.
No.
It just feels like,
changed. hey. It just feels like not, like, hey, don't do that. Like, I don't like, don't sneak up on me like that. Right. It's like that kind of thing. So I was like, I can go off SSRI. So I weaned myself off. And and then probably 4 weeks before, I also called... I got the number, the ayahuasca number guy, the ayahuasca guy
phone.
Number. He communicates telepathically and by phone.
Got it.
And I'm here for all of the shitty spiritualism jokes.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, of course.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Ed Sheeran, I'm here.
And I forget the trans person's name, but I would call you that right
now.
Yeah.
Acid Betty.
Sorry, AB.
I'm really happy that we're doing this, because I'm trying to communicate that my recall is good. And I'll get to why it's good.
Okay.
So I call the number of the guy, and I got his number from a huge Hollywood person. Like, that, if I told you that this person gave me the ayahuasca number, you'd bet me that they did.
Weinstein.
No, like, not, yeah, yes. but Bob, not Harvey.
Oh, cool.
His brother.
Yeah, his brother. That's fine.
So, anyway.
A person that I would have never guessed would do this. That's what you're saying. Okay.
Yes. Like, who you consider a real square, but not, turns out not.
Is it a man, by the way?
It is.
Can I get two guesses?
I'll write it on a piece of paper and give it to you if you want to show, make a Santino reacts video. So Rock rented a house. This is 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
For the ayahuasca, for the ceremony.
And saying, like, you got a group of people.
Well, Rock had rented a house in Malibu just on some rich guy shit, and then and then we had. Me, Rock, and Bianca from the store, from my podcast, Bijan, my friend Paula, and Sarah Mello do it at Rock's place. And it was unlike anything I've ever done.
Wait, hold on. Step back real fast.
Yes.
Before we get to there. I need to know, because I'm ignorant to the setup. Like, I've watched it on television. I've seen documentaries about it. But, like, your experience to me is more important, because I see these and I'm always going, it's almost like when you see someone do something, you go, well, my experience was never like that. Like, the shaman
first of all, you cannot communicate what it's like first person. I mean, it's
that's what I'm saying. So give me the outside is more important to me than the, so like the shaman is there with you the whole time. And he's from where? Where does this guy?
He's a white guy.
Right, but he lives in Southern California.
He lives in Joshua Tree.
And you say, hey, man, we pay you to bring it to us, and you have to stay with us for 24 hours or whatever.
They
it is.
Take it with you.
Oh, he takes it with you?
Yes.
Okay,
word. So it's like that, it's a horrible drug. It's not a good deal.
I've heard and it tastes disgusting, right?
Yes.
Do you throw up? Some people do. Did you throw up, I guess?
I did not. Rock did. Bijan did.
See, like, when you first did mushrooms when you were young, did you do mushrooms when you were young? Did you throw up from those?
Mm-mm.
So I had friends that would throw up every single time.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder why. So in my head, I bet I wouldn't throw up from ayahuasca because I don't have that reflex thing that I know people that when they take shit that tastes bad, they automatically are.
There's
ready to
a
go.
Weird thing in ayahuasca where when you puke, you're purging. Bijan, I keep calling him Bijan for 15
I think
years.
Bijan sounds nicer.
I know. Purged up like familial anguish. Like felt it and is different since.
Jesus Christ.
Like that's the shit where you're like, okay, I don't know what this is. I didn't have that, but it is a bit, I compared it to like squirting. We're like, did you puke? Did you purge? And right. It's like, it fucking doesn't matter if you purge or not. It's a thing that can happen. I don't think his experience is more valuable than mine.
Of course not.
Here was my first experience at Rock's place. The first hour was, you know how on mushrooms, mushrooms are great.
Yeah, I love them.
So in mushrooms, you'll have 3 or 4 funny tangents a minute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's bits in your head or you that person, that associations, bits, funny rhythms, whatever.
The firing is so fun. You're like, it feels like it's snapping into new.
Ayahuasca was like 30 a minute to the point where I was laughing at how good it was, where I was like, I literally was like, wow. We're just like zoom, zoom, zoom.
Yeah. As if someone kept flipping over pictures of something or like.
Yeah, but you're there. Technicolor, 3D.
And you move into a new place?
And then you're like, woo. And then it would just go, and now it's this.
Oh, fuck.
And it was like, I was laughing. I was literally laughing at how impressive it was.
Wow.
Where I had the thought, if ayahuasca is like a tenured professor at Cambridge, and it made mushrooms look like University of Phoenix
Online.
I went to Arizona State.
Yeah.
Arizona State.
Yeah, I was going to get it to you.
Arizona State. Yeah. So it was like, oh, mushrooms, bless you, sweetie.
Yeah.
But this is like, I can't.
All right, so I don't want to break away. I have so many other things to ask you, but I want to try to focus my energy because I'm excited to hear your experience of it. Are you laying down on the floor the whole time?
We're all in. We're all basically like we cleared out the living room of the. We pulled the couches out and we all had cushions and sitting up.
Because this is something that people that have used psychedelics or drugs over the years know. I always mentally have to be in a. If I'm doing a lot. Like if I do a lot of mushrooms, not if I'm migrating, if I'm doing a lot of mushrooms, if one sitting, if I'm like, I'm gonna knock out this, you know, this eighth or half eighth or whatever, I have to be super prepared. I want to be comfortable in my clothing.
It's called set and setting.
Set and setting. I need all of these elements to be like. So for me, I've seen ayahuasca often. They make you lay on your back or on the floor, and that gives me anxiety because
you're actually sitting up.
Okay, good, because I can't lay down. That freaks me the fuck out. Like
we weren't supposed to lay down, and then Rock laid down, and I was like, well, he's a big star. the ceremony. I use all the queerest terms.
No, but I'm into that because it is ceremonial.
The only reason I do it is because it's so powerful.
It's real.
It's a real thing, and it's powerful that I don't call it a drug. It's like calling it a drug is like cursing in front of your mom, where you're like, fuck, I just shouldn't do that. I don't know. Right. Sometimes it feels wrong. Or your grandmother. So. I made like because we're about to do a thing. I like brought all the lights down and made it nice.
You make a nice.
Make it a sexy.
Make a sex.
Is I there kept music? Thinking of something Charlie Murphy said one time, which is, it was a real nice environment.
It's just a real
I think
nice
it was
environment.
Talking about Prince or something. But, yeah. But
is there music going on?
There is not. So you all one at a time take the cup. One at a time. You go up and drink.
Give me amount. I want to know all the
I would say.
Like 4 or 5 ounces? Like
no. I would say 2.
Oh, it's like nothing.
Yeah. It's
oh,
not.
Shit.
It's the. It's kind of backwashy, including the taste and the consistency. Let's go 3 ounces.
Okay. And the shaman though takes way more. Correct.
Shamans actually, I've come to learn, take not a lot because they have to kind of babysit.
Right, because they can't get lost in the stars. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
So my first 45 minutes, I'm like laughing at how strong and powerful
time frame between when you take it to when it kicks in.
45 minutes.
So 45 minutes of stillness, and yeah. Then you're there.
And then like, uh-oh.
Is it abrupt?
No, it was like, it's shroomy. It's the shroom.
It's a slow grow. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Which
you're
I
like,
love.
Uh-oh.
Which
uh-oh.
I love.
It's
oh.
So funny.
The waves are so great. Yeah. When you're like, oh my god, yes. And it just starts to come in. That's yes. My favorite.
And I hear people, it was actually an hour and a half in, people I heard talking, because I from 45 minutes to an hour and a half was when I that interval I was just like, wow. The whole time like, holy shit,
gee golly, this is heavy.
And I heard people talking. At 90 minutes they offer you a second cup. Okay.
Is that customary? Is that like a
it
typical?
Is customary. I didn't take any because I was gacked. Rock didn't take any. Bijan did and Bianca did because they didn't really feel, they weren't really feeling it.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Some people don't feel the first
yeah.
Chunk of this.
Bianca, when she put it to her lips, felt it on the second cup. So it was just shit like that where
whoa.
I would, if you told me half of the shit I now believe 2 months ago, I would have like, slash your tires.
Give me an example. Like what? Like, did your spirituality level go through?
I went from being an atheist to I'm no longer an atheist.
That's what I was just
right there.
Say.
And
that's
I don't
I mean.
Say that and everyone goes like, welcome home. I'm not talking about the corny bullshit you're into.
Not
I'm
me.
Not, no, not you.
No,
I'm
yeah.
Talking about, I'm not talking about church. I'm not talking about my mom and I'm Christmas. Nah, I'm not talking about that.
No. Just an
I'm talking about the after the second cup, we all went back to our, there was like a little alcove that I folded myself into.
Wonderful.
The Rock said I look like a bike under a desk because I'm very flexible. You wouldn't know it to look at me. look, I'm pretty cool about it, but I'm flexible. And I then spent the next 2 hours crying in gratitude for spending time with people.
Yeah.
Neil Brennan.
Crying.
A person cynics call when they want to feel less alone.
Right.
Like crying. Yeah. And I'm talking about try to blow your nose and you can't because it's like hard from the from inflation.
Jesus.
Like crying, bawling.
And when was the last time you cried?
The same afternoon. I'm kidding. No, I don't know. You know, like enough of a while.
Give me a real answer.
Probably 6 months.
Okay.
And I couldn't tell you what it's for, but I'm just approximately.
But that's important. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like I'm someone who doesn't know how to cry. People die and I don't know how to cry. It's the weirdest feeling. I wish I knew.
Well, the cool thing about ayahuasca is it was like I was just thinking about stuff and I felt wetness on my face. I was like, oh, I'm crying. And it was it's like in a romantic comedy, they go like, these are happy tears. It was that.
Yeah.
And so I spent the next 2.5 hours in that world.
Crying for two, for
yes,
two,
in gratitude for time spent with people. It's basic. I basically had like a montage, a really nice montage, and a lot of it kind of bird's eye or drone's eye or God's eye view of the Pacific Northwest. Don't know why.
Well, you were there, right? So it just felt like you were on the beach. Weren't you on the ocean?
We were in Malibu.
Yeah, so it's kind of one and the same.
Yeah, it's
right?
Like right
mentally
at the coast.
Your mind is like
Yeah.
Just giving you a satellite picture of where you were.
Yeah. So that was my experience. And then that was the time number one. That was five weeks ago.
So after the first round, you don't take a second hit. They do.
Yes.
How much longer are they on?
Bianca was out. I mean, Bijan, one cup of ayahuasca is about 4 hours. Bianca had a second cup and went into like 9 hours.
Holy shit.
She had a big second cup. And again, we talked about it on my podcast, but Bianca had a whole litany. Ancestors talking to them. You need to value sexuality. You were a slave. Don't forget that.
Jesus.
She had like what she would call mild OCD. Gone.
Fuck.
Did you watch the Real Sports thing?
No,
there's
I
a Real
watched,
Sports
I know,
story
about
ayahuasca. It's the first story up this month.
Yeah.
Hockey goon.
I love the movie Goon.
No, not the movie, but this guy's a real goon.
Oh, yeah.
Having all the CTE symptoms.
Did ayahuasca.
Gone.
Really?
I don't. By the way, during one of the montages, I had the thought, oh, I'm going to be a zealot. For this, I don't know how. I can't shut the fuck up about things I like. Yeah. If I find a good ice cream, I'm like, dude, you fucking. So this is like, oh, like, hey, you want to change your life and actually change it?
What about the potential dangers? Are there?
No. I mean,
the rumor is
Netflix did that Unwell docuseries a month or two ago, and they found a guy who murdered his shaman, but the guy was schizophrenic. Right. So if you're schizophrenic,
it's not good for you.
Yeah, like it's too much. It's not for you.
But outside of that, there's no health complications that people... That
I have had no complications. And that's one of the other things I like about it is that my brain isn't dim. It's not dimmed at all. It's not like weed or even shrooms. I can get a little spacey on shrooms, microdosing at the end of the day. With ayahuasca...
The dishes are clean.
There's no...
That's wild.
Oh, man. There's nothing.
No leftover.
To the point where when I talk about it, I don't know if you saw this. This is a perfect... This is so up your alley. A bunch of NBA guys went to meet the Pope. Did you see that?
Yeah.
One of them wore a tuxedo. Yeah. Which is so fucking hilarious.
It's beyond funny.
And he's right.
Yeah.
You don't wear it to a fucking... fundraiser,
right?
You wear it to meet the fucking Pope. Yeah. I almost want to wear a tuxedo to talk about ayahuasca just so people don't, because the image is all these fucking goofballs.
Yeah, of course, but that's everything, right?
Yes, but because what I'm saying is I feel like that's such a inhibitor for people. Where they're like, I'm not like those people.
But it takes those kind of people to try these things to get to a place. Like I always talk about this with weed, right? My parents have dramatically come around to marijuana for years, right? I've been smoking pot and I don't really as much as I used to now, but other than just lifestyle has changed. But 20 some odd years I've been smoking pot. And how it was such a big deal when I was a kid.
Yeah.
My parents were so angry about it.
Yeah.
Knowing that my mother smoked pot when she was young as well. But like, as we've gotten older and the visual societal image has changed, it's not even, now it's, my mom will eat gummies. It's like.
I did a joke where I'm like, I'm proud of weed. Where like, when I met weed, it was like living under the freeway.
Yeah, it was so dirty.
And now it's got its own store.
Yeah,
like it's got stores up and down Melrose and Sunset and all the big street, every city.
That's the problem with any of these experimental things, right? Like even marijuana took so long to go from this drug that losers use, quote unquote, to being now like an acceptable form of medicine for people
and also recreational that
losers use. Yeah. But that's what I feel. That's how I feel. Like ayahuasca, any of this stuff has to go through these like dramatic, lengthy societal breakdowns before they even get considered to be like okay, quote unquote.
Yeah, they have to get metabolized by culture. Meanwhile, because it's what it does is supernatural.
Right.
That's the like when you watch the goon guy on Real Sports. Like, A, it's totally convincing.
Right. Well, because you know that guy's not a good actor.
And B, yes. And B, you see what he was like.
Right.
And you know what CTE does to people.
Right.
And then his wife's like, yeah, he's completely different.
Wow.
So that was the first time.
Yeah.
I'll say Rock didn't have as profound a thing as I did or as Bianca did or as Bijan did.
Let me say this too. Did you anticipate it or did it blow you away with it? So some people I feel like they say, I went searching for something and I found it. And then some people to me who have had significantly DMT too, who have even more depth of an experience, weren't really kind of, they were kind of like, eh, I'll fuck with this, but who knows?
Yeah.
And that exploded their mind. Then to me, the gap is so much stronger. If you didn't, so did you?
I'm always looking. I fucking flew to China to get some shit done last year. Like, I want to change my mood. I want to change my disposition. I'm happy. I'm not suspicious. I don't have any cynicism about what things like that can do.
In here. We pour whiskey.
Harry. Are you hairy? Are you gross and hairy? Do you need to clean up your entire body? Manscaped is the way to do it, baby. Manscaped Performance Package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. I love them, dude. I've talked about Manscaped before. It's got the new Weed Whacker up in there, dude. Ear and nose hair trimmer. I just trimmed it today. Literally today, my schnozzle was getting ridiculous and my ear hair was gross. You don't want to look like the old guy from Up, dude. Come on. It's a waterproof. It's got 9,000 RPM motor powered 360-degree rotator dual blade system. Vroom, vroom. The biggest beef I used to have when I was cleaning my nose hairs or my ear hairs, it would get stuck and it would get caught and it would hurt. Manscaped takes care of that, okay? It has a proprietary skin-safe technology which helps prevent nicks and snags and cuts and scrapes and bruises, just like when you shave with the Lawnmower 3.0 downstairs, which is my favorite. I absolutely love all their products. Lawnmower, trimmer, clean up your balls, your butt, your whole body. And this new package that they've got going on for the holidays is totally worth it. You get the crop preserver and the ball deodorant, the crop reviver. Bring it back to life. Replaceable blade every 3 months to keep your weed whacking and lawn mowing time clean and enjoyable. It's incredible. The performance package is totally worth it. It's the best value that Manscaped has. Get it, all right? You gotta get 20% off and free shipping with the code WHISKEY at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping, okay? And manscaped.com, use the promo code WHISKEY. What are you waiting for? Go whack your weeds. No Days Wasted is here to help you maximize life's moments. My friends, DHM Detox is the vitamin for people who like to enjoy their drinks. You know I like drinking. I know you like drinking. And you got to do it responsibly. The holidays are coming up. You're going to need to clean up your internals. Enjoy the holiday drinks and get back to doing what you love doing the next day without feeling awful. I've talked about them before. I love DHM Detox. I really do. Honestly, these little convenient on-the-go packets are so incredible. It's so simple. There's nothing to it, man. It's really, really easy to have to throw in your back pocket when you're going over to somebody's house or if you're staying at your own house this holiday. Tens of thousands of people are using this as their drinking buddy, as their co-pilot when they're drinking. It uses science to help boost your body's natural response to alcohol, and it breaks down the toxins. That's the problem. People are like, I'm hungover the next day. I'm dehydrated. You drink a ton of water. It doesn't work. It doesn't matter. You got toxins in your blood. You need to clear out the toxins. Holiday drinking is here. And I know you're chugging the eggnog. And I know you're sneaking outside, puffing on the reef, doing what you got to do. The next day, if you want your body to feel much, much better, DHM Detox is going to help. I promise. I use it myself. I love it. No Days Wasted offers a risk-free purchase. So if you don't love it, they're going to give you your money back. I don't understand what you don't like about that. That's a great deal. It's a no-brainer. They're going to refund you on your first box. We have a very special Black Friday sale with 30% off. 30% off your order and free shipping in the U.S. Head over to nodayswasted.co/whiskey30 and use promo code whiskey30 at the checkout. That's nodayswasted.co/whiskey30 this week only You're going to get 30% off. It's worth it. Get your life together and feel good the next day. Guys, it can be awkward or embarrassing to talk about erectile dysfunction, but here I am talking about it right now because I don't care. It's not that big of a deal. So what? The blood doesn't flow like it used to. All right? Big deal. Used to not want to tell anybody, and now you don't have to. How about that? Because Roman has got you set up. Roman, you get an online free evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. Don't got to go anywhere. Don't got to go into an uncomfortable doctor's office where everyone's wearing gloves and masks and you're sanitizing and wondering kind of weirdo is having a cough next to you. Forget about it. Get help for erectile dysfunction right now from the comfort of your own home. You jump online. A healthcare professional is going to tell you if there's a treatment plan that's right for you. Then they'll ship you real medicine in the mail. Free 2-day shipping. What do you want? The whole process is straightforward. It's easy and discreet. It's easy to get started. Just go to getroman.com/whiskey. Complete the online visit. They will take care of the rest. Do not be afraid to get help. Get some blood flowing down there. Get the pump back to the Red Rocket so you can get your pump back. Okay, baby? You will appreciate it. And don't be embarrassed about it anymore. Millions of people suffer. Not that big of a deal. Just go to getroman.com/whiskey to get $15 off your first order of ED treatment and a free online visit and free 2-day shipping, dude. Free. That's getroman.com/whiskey for $15 off your first order of ED treatment. Getroman.com/whiskey.
Ginger. I like gingers.
I'm hopeful. I'm really hopeful.
That's good.
Could you be hopeful? Could it?
Yeah.
Because antidepressants kind of work for me. Like, they're incremental. This was like, like, where is antidepressants like?
A little bit.
And the other thing about ayahuasca is,
are you back on antidepressants, by the way?
No.
So we never again.
I don't think so.
Wow.
I don't know, but I don't think so.
Is this the first time you've ever disconnected?
Nah,
from?
I mean, I've gone off and on. I went off it like six months 4 years ago. Shit like that, like where
right.
I'd go off and then something happened. The amount of what it can do, I just for me to feel. So that was the first time. What I was gonna say. So that was the first time. So then I did it again, two weeks ago, in a woman I worked with had recommended it years ago, and I was like, I kind of waved her off. And then I texted her. I was like, I did it. It's amazing. She was like, all right, well, I'm a part of a church. There are churches.
Yeah.
It's legal in America.
Right.
It's like, it's a Brazilian religion called Santo Daime. And so it's that and part of the ritual, instead of like drinking the Eucharist or eating
blood of Christ.
Yeah. They drink
Christ.
Actually the blood of Christ.
Yeah.
They drink what it turns out is they drink ayahuasca. So, and they give it to like 10-year-olds. It's crazy. It's
really?
On national, you look it up on YouTube. It's crazy.
Same dosages that an adult takes?
I don't know.
Wow.
Listen, I'm not here to answer for them. I don't know what those
people
do.
Well, you're the representation of the church.
Yeah. God, where's my tuxedo? So, so I go, me and Bijan and a friend of mine, Catherine, go to Santa Clarita to basically a ranch house.
Six Flags.
Close. To a ranch house in Santa Clarita, and we're a part of like a 30-person ceremony, which COVID-wise is the dumbest thing I've done.
Yeah, bad news.
By a factor of 70.
Did it give you anxiety being with so many strangers? I feel like I like doing any kind of experimental drugs when I know everybody.
I'd just done it and I knew what it was going to be like.
So you were cool with it?
Yeah. The joke I made, it's all strangers. So the joke I made to Bijan was, real sex, take 9. It felt like a real sex excursion where it's like, we like pony play. You're like, what the fuck? It just felt like one of those groups.
Well, you say church, you say cult, these
gets
into this thing. You never know that they're like, Neil, we take our clothes off when we do ayahuasca here. And you got to kind of
We all
do
came
it.
In with COVID masks and we kind of got the feeling like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I think they said like, hey, we did not do it. Whatever. Like, you need it in case you take it off. So we took it all off, and we took our masks off.
Right.
And we did a ceremony. This was a real ceremony, not like the first one. This was partially Shipibo tribe shit, which is you play music. The first guy played music. This was really tribal music, like right. really. And I'll play you the song. I'll send it to you. Don't play it. Because I sent it to Blake and he was like, this is terrifying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody else was like, this is amazing. It's really
drum heavy.
Drum heavy, but there's the female vocals on it sound like a dead woman singing.
Oh god, see that I know would freak me out when yeah. I'm high. When I'm high, that would give me.
But that's it, if the highs that you've had.
Right, you're right. Right.
It would give you this, you're like, yep.
Because like bad music on mushrooms is not good. Like when you're on mushrooms and you're peaking and it's like something very shitty and annoying.
No, it runs counter to everything.
God, it's so wild.
So this was the right music.
Right.
When you're there. Yes.
Right.
And anyhow, the first night I had three cups and it didn't work.
Back to back, like right
now,
away?
Hour and a half, hour and a half, hour and a half.
Whoa.
Didn't work. I took a thing called Hoppe, which they blow a pipe with basically fucking dust up your nose.
What?
And it's another kind of medicine, but even that, I couldn't, it was just made me sick. Turns out, the next day, everyone shared about their experience.
Right.
So I know I'm jumping around, but
no, I like it.
And everyone's going like, you know, I think maybe you have a blockage and all this stuff. I was like, stop it.
Yeah, don't.
Don't, because A, you don't know. It's like you don't know what I've been through. Like I flew to China.
Right.
I've done a lot of shit. my heart's in the right place. Like mm-hmm. I am here for progress. And the shaman was like, yeah, you just didn't have enough. I could tell by your eyes being dilated. Your pupils are dilated. I could tell you metabolized it too quickly. So tonight I need to give you more this thing called Vine, which is whatever.
It's an app that failed yeah. pretty much.
It's just too, sure. yeah. It's too long a story, but turns out second night.
But hold on. Vine is liquid?
Vine is, okay. So ayahuasca is technically two
tree roots.
Teas. Yeah, oh, it's right, one right, kind right. of tea and another kind of tea.
Right.
When you combine, one has the DMT in it. The other one has the thing that your body, your stomach, like kills DMT.
Yeah.
If you just drink DMT. So the second ingredient deactivates whatever enzymes in your stomach that allows the body to
blocks it from metabolizing.
Yeah,
oh,
so it allows it, it allows the DMT in.
Oh wow!
I needed more of one of them. Right. So the second night, he gives me more of the.
That's a lot. You've taken a lot at this point.
I think I had three times, but it's still I had 5 ounces. It wasn't. This guy. His brew was different. It was thicker, and it tasted not bad. By the way, while we're here, nothing in the world tastes worse than espresso. So, and yet people have no problem in terms of tasting. It's the worst taste in the world. It's so bitter.
You hate it.
And when people go, does ayahuasca make you puke? Not like alcohol.
Right.
Millions of people puked last week from alcohol. No one bats an eye.
Right.
But there's another thing that makes people like, hey, 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 I need to know about this puking thing. How many times have you puked from alcohol? Dozens of times. You sure. didn't stop. You don't even mention it.
Yeah.
So so night two, I have more. And the first hour and a half, I'm like, yep, I got the right amount. I just feel really good.
Yeah.
Feel really fucking good. And then the second cup, I just go, I fucking blast off. And the first part of it, there was a relationship thing. And so about like ending relationships or cutting up, and that I did. I ended up crying probably 2 hours there. And
really?
Yep, about just mourning relationship, and then to the point where I was mourning so much that I thought when I turn my phone on, that person's gonna be dead.
Jesus.
Like that's how significant the mourning was.
Are they are they dead?
They are very dead. I was right. And I'm a witch. They were not dead. So that was the first 2 hours. And now the interesting thing is you'll be having these crazy emotional deep experiences, but you'll also be like, I got to fart.
In the middle of the shit.
Yeah. Like, I got to, all right, arrange the blankets so you can.
Do you zip out of your, of this high and to fart or piss or shit?
You're not out. You're just both.
You're right. You're still there.
You're both. You're right. Just like, all right. Like, let me get the blankets right. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
That's the kind of funny part of it. It's like, fucking, at one point I was laying on the floor. I'm like, dumbass, you have pillows right here. Like, just like, oh, okay, let me.
See, that's what I would do. I would get too high, I'd overthink it. If I'm overthinking stuff like that, I need to be like really loose.
You're not overthinking. It's just stereo. It's like when you do stand up, you're talking and you're thinking. It's like not... It's not new. It's not impossible. This place where I went, the place in Six Flags, is so they hour and a half. Then they do a. There's more kind of religion to it. Mm. There were candles. There was an altar. But it's like more idols than.
Are you praying to something?
No.
There is no ask for a guided prayer.
No, God, no.
No guided meditation either? No guided?
No.
Okay.
But I was so overwhelmed. Yeah, of course.
In the middle.
Of course. Yeah. It's one of your dad's friends.
Neil, how's school?
What choice?
Yeah.
It's how he gets his wife off his back. That's what else is he going to bring up in arguments?
I want you to go to church on Sunday.
I do. Sweetie, I'm
And I want you in the aisles doing the collection, Dan.
What do you think? Where was I last week?
We don't know. How about that? We don't know.
Mm.
So what?
So in the middle of this, I was so... And again, this is... the feeling I had... This is, again, I had this not during the sort of religious part, the candles and stuff, and I had it during it, was this is an overwhelming spirit force proof.
Right.
Immutable. I'm as sure of it as my address.
Which is, we're going to put it right here.
I don't.
It's right here.
I had the thought, oh, this is the first thing that's worth worshiping. This is the first thing I've ever felt that is worth worshiping.
And the worship has become talking about it to promote it.
Well, that's a whole other. But a lot of my second journey was about, like, I got to get the word out.
That's why I feel like
and
a lot of
people do that. And at one point, I was like, if I make a deal... Then I can, and I was like, dude, don't do this.
Yeah.
Like, I just knew that I was a new, I know what a new convert looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at him.
Yeah, that guy.
So.
Because it takes a lot to get to the other side. Like, you have to be, like, you know Shane Moss. You know who that is, right?
Yeah.
And he does a psychedelic tour, literally
yes.
all about psychedelics and about
yes.
how he had a mental collapse. He had a mental breakdown. And then this is about coming out of it and then using drugs to, like, balance it out. I mean, he is a fucking scientist.
Yeah.
And now decided, all right, now I'll talk about it. And it took years to get there. So you at the beginning, right away, I know that feeling of like, I got to tell everyone about this shit.
Yeah. Because I feel, and it's gotten like sort of the edges of kind of enthusiasm has, again, it hasn't waned. It's been
waned.
It's been a week and a half. So again,
yeah.
There's only so many podcasts. But it was it just felt like, oh, this is worth work. It felt like in Raiders of the Lost Ark when they take the cap off the ark and the angels are flying around before the melting. It mm-hmm. felt like, oh, that's what this is.
Wow.
And I didn't see any shit. It was just a feeling of timelessness, joy, beauty, and sorrow. Now, I rewrote two jokes the first time
right.
on it. Rock rewrote a script, and this time I said I had some of the funniest thoughts I've ever had in my life.
But you can't put them down anywhere.
Yeah, I can. I couldn't explain it. Basically, some people do purge. So you're in a circle of, it's 30 people. You hear people purging.
Yeah.
So one lady next to me purged, and as she was purging, she went like, wow. So I started saying that she was the Miles Davis of purging. I kept saying to myself, this bitch fucked around and changed music forever. So you're still thinking like a funny person.
Of course.
I started calling her the Quasar, because that's what Little Richard used to call himself, the Quasar. I'm the Quasar rock and roll.
Is this all looping upstairs in your head?
It's just a thought like you'd have it.
Yeah.
And then you're thinking about the thought. And by the way, anytime people would purge, I'm feeling beauty, sorrow, timelessness, and joy. Anytime a guy purged, I would laugh because it was making me laugh. Yeah. Just because you never... Yeah. The other thing is the hape thing, the dust thing, mm-hmm. makes you spit. So the main shaman would be like, you know, guys, and that's the key to loving yourself. And it was that shit was making me laugh. Like, I wasn't not me.
Yeah, yeah.
I still have the same ecosystem comedy-wise.
Right.
A guy sang a song that was like, no, dude. That was unbelievably funny.
Right.
Where I laughed out loud.
Like, he stood up and started singing to everybody?
The ayahuasca told him to go get his guitar.
So, of course.
So now Bijan is out because ayahuasca told him that he needed to purge some feelings he had about himself. So Bijan's outside. He purges a feeling he has about himself. Coyotes howl. And then the guy comes out. This guy's gone. And he gets his acoustic guitar, and Bijan said he's just running into the walls. And the acoustic guitar is like, bang. Okay. So, like, there's shit that's so funny. So I'm having this timeless, beautiful love experience. And then a song ends, like one of the spiritual great songs.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, I called him Paul on my podcast, hits his acoustic guitar like the beginning of Hard Day's Night, like gang. And Kai is like, no, you can't do that right now. I have a ceremony. You have a whole thing. So this guy had his own shit popping.
Yeah. He was in it.
Yeah. It like that, but it wasn't dangerous and he wasn't crazy. It was just like some shit he went through.
Yeah. He needed to get
he needed to get it out.
Yeah. He needed to get it out.
So that was incredible.
Do you sleep? Is that at night? This is not, or
yeah, you still, we had our first cup at, this was the crazy part. We had our first cup at like 6:30 and we finished around 4:15 in the morning.
Holy shit.
Cause
do you
there
feel,
was,
do you feel sleep deprived when you're done? Do you feel exhausted?
No, I feel, you're going to think I'm being grandiose, but it's how I feel. It's how I imagine people feel after their childbirth, not the mom but the dad, the husband.
Yeah, the someone who's near it all.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's like my life just changed, and like a thing in me is like different.
No, I bet I understand that. I think the relativity is probably close. You feel all of that energy and all of those new emotions take over the idea that you might be tired. Like it just kind of it's washes
irrelevant.
It away.
It's right. Like it's just irrelevant. It's like, yeah, you're tired, but like,
but there's is there a come down or no?
Is no. It, is it you abrupt? Go, we or? All like went to sleep various times. Got up at 11, and so no one had great night's sleep. But I wasn't a zombie the next day.
Right. I was, that's the other thing is like sometimes if I take too many mushrooms, the come down is really hard on like the getting my body to relax and to kind of click off the upstairs.
I will say that it felt like the next day it felt a bit like I'd flown from Asia.
Right.
Where you're a little like you're like I slept, but I feel a little jet lagged.
Sure.
So it's jet lag. It's not, I wouldn't even call it hungover like that. It's not, I didn't have a headache.
It's just, there's a little bit of a haze, like a little bit of a malaise yeah. that's left over. Yeah.
The thing that I want, a couple things I wanted to say. So the week, it's been 9 days, right?
Right.
You can tell I'm lighter.
Yeah. You feel great.
Yeah. I'm lighter. Well, so
you gave me a hug outside. It felt great.
Yeah. And that's from the second time. The first time I had like, it was like somebody just put a like obelisk or something, just like a thing in me that like, okay, I'm not going to be a dick at all. Cause I had to direct 3 days the week after the first time. So I'm directing a Gatorade commercial. So Bijan was like, are we going to like not be capitalist after that? And I'm like, well, I got a Gatorade commercial to do. So
you still got
to
make money.
Yeah.
How do you think we paid for this house in Malibu?
Yeah, exactly. So I just wasn't impatient. I was just calmer. I was more generous with my time, my demeanor. And same with this one where I'm just like,
your level.
More level. And what it does to the brain, what they know it does to the brain, there's a thing called the default mode network, which is basically, it's kind of your, what you're like.
Yeah.
It's like, there's just the shit, like, default. It's like your default.
Yeah, like, always going to get angry when that thing happens.
Yeah. It turns off certain sections of the default mode network, like one of them being rumination.
Oh, wow.
Rumination being repetitive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If they don't know, like repetitive self-talk.
Right.
It changes it. It turns it off. And now there's a thing that they talk about, integration, meaning whereas black people and white people live together. No, it's it's integration, meaning taking the feeling and bringing it into your life. It's like you're downloading all this information.
Right.
And taking it into your life. And so now I feel like if you may say, oh, you're better, like, you know, after church. It's like you're better after church for like one stoplight.
Maybe.
Yeah, if that.
Yeah, it depends on where you go to eat after church. That's more important.
That's correct. Yeah. You go to the pancake? Which pancake?
Yeah, where we go.
Not the one with the Jagoffs. This is all Chicago jokes.
Yeah, it is.
The reason, in my experience, the reason most people's understanding of religion, the reason they want to be good people is because they don't want to do the time. They don't want the punishment.
Right.
So they have to figure out, you got to do math about like, do what? No, I'm not supposed to because I think there's a Bible passage.
Right.
I skip automatically.
Right.
I don't even know. I don't even need to do the thing. I don't want to sully up the ayahuasca world.
Right.
With, it's like, it's just kind of like, semantics. I don't want to do that, man.
Right.
It's like at a certain point where you're like, you just don't want to play video games in your life, or you just, where you're like, I have the drive technically. I don't want to have spent 10 hours today trying to kill hookers.
Right.
So that's where I am with that stuff, where it's like, I wasn't nicer because hopefully God will hear. Like, I don't even believe that there is, I still don't believe that there is a man and a rules and a book and a thing. But I, whatever that is the thing that I, and it's not even worship. It's so much reverence and respect for whatever it is.
Right.
And I don't know what it is.
Well, as someone who's never done it, obviously, I've always kind of felt the same way. You're kind of closer to where I am currently. Like, you have always kind of been traditionally an atheist or a non-believer, whatever they want to call it. I've always been spiritual. And I was never religious. Even when I was a kid, I was never religious. I was thrown into religion, but I didn't enjoy it. In fact, I hated it. I bitched about
it. Nobody enjoys it.
And, well, some people find hope in it, or they find a key, and it works for whatever they're looking for.
Yeah, I get it. Yes.
And for me, I just... There were things, the only thing I loved was the idea of connection. I loved the idea that, like, because you learn when you make people laugh when you're young, you're like, ah, there is a connection to people. I can't, why, that guy likes this, that guy likes to laugh at the same thing I make him laugh at, but they're nothing like each other.
Yeah.
So you begin to understand how society connects and what kind of bonds us. And then as you get older, then you're like, oh, there's kind of a pattern to all this stuff. That always my whole life has been reiterated to myself as, spiritual, something is connecting us, and I don't know what it is, and I can't even really put it in a thing, but I've always felt that way. And that's why I think if I do that, it's gonna make me understand it even more. Like, even more, I may become even more linked and spiritual. I might join the church, is what I'm trying to say.
We'd love to have you.
But that's how I feel. Like, that's because I've always, like, this sounds corny, I don't care. I went with my college girlfriend to go see the Grand Canyon, and I'll never forget, we didn't get a room, something fucked up, and we didn't get there on time, and we had lost a reservation, and we were broke, we barely had any money, so it was like this, all this panic and concern over, like, well, what the fuck are we going to do? We drove all the way here, like, all this, it was fighting and bullshit, and she had gone, and this is the irony of the whole thing, we were at the fucking Grand Canyon, I was at it, and we were fighting, I didn't even notice it was there.
Yeah.
And she had gone into one of these motels to see if, you know, maybe we could get to stay at there. And she had walked up the thing because you couldn't drive there. And so I kind of turn around, and I'm not kidding, it was one of those moments, an experience where I saw the Grand Canyon, and it all hit me again that I was like, oh my God, something is real. That's because it's so overwhelming, and that's a sobered experience, whatever you want to say, but those moments remind me of, like, oh, there's got to be more shit. I don't know what it is, but there's got to be way more shit to explore, because when you feel that feeling of a connection to either Earth or yourself or your past or whatever, something is there. I wish I knew how to articulate
everyone wished they knew.
It's brain dropping.
It's inarticulate.
It's
unarticulable,
right? Until you do it, and only you still understand, which is why I believe in something, because only you understand the experience that you had. You could be the greatest orator of all time. You'd never be able to get it out. You'd never be able to tell me properly.
Yeah, well,
you get as close as you could.
But the thing about great orators is they make you feel like you've
experienced it, or you're there.
Or just by someone being that good at something, that excellent at something.
Yeah.
It feels like, I mean, I think that's why people like good looking people. I think that's why people like charming people.
Yeah.
Because it feels godly. It feels right. Like you're close. God likes you. At the very least, God likes you.
And what is it for me? God's okay with me? Looks wise, God's okay with
God's
me.
God's third lead.
We're buds. We're buds.
God wants you to be third lead.
You know, three is my lucky number.
Yeah, of course. I don't like that. So it's probably a trap, but my trap is whenever I hear about, somebody told me last week about, you know, a prayer that of theirs that got answered. And I wanted to go like, this has got not, this is,
yeah,
these
yeah,
are
yeah,
completely
yeah.
different things.
Right.
I don't believe that any of my life's gonna be blessed in any way because of it.
I don't know. I think your perspective will in turn manifest positivity. So
yes,
isn't that kind of one and the same?
That's
because you're not asking to receive something, right? And the idea of someone's like, I'm praying that my aunt doesn't die from this cancer or something like that. It's like, no, in this regard, because I do believe in these manifestations of, like, if your energy is so changed now, it is inevitably going to change the way that people interact with you, which is inevitably going to change a host of things. Butterfly effect.
Butterfly effect, yes.
So I do believe, in a way, the verbiage of asking for or praying for something, it's you know, a little cheesy, but the understanding I have is that the energy you took from that, that you are now putting into new things, it's inevitably going to, quote unquote, bless you
right.
more.
Right, and that's the other thing I'm trying not to do, which is profit from it. Meaning, I'm going to have really good ideas now. Like, I'm trying to, I think I could sell some. Like,
but don't you think that's part of the, that's the experience anyway? You were given this creative brain. Right. Obviously, you accessed
it. Yeah, but I don't want to, again, this is one of the things where it feels wrong.
No, but it's not. Because you were given the ability and the talent to do so. If that wasn't the case, you wouldn't. I'm sure many of those people that had experiences, obviously different than yours, didn't get a creative flow of any semblance and have no...
I don't think it can make an untalented person talented.
That's what I'm saying. So
yeah,
then...
But my point is, I, as a person who was talented a month ago and now is talented, I would think... I still am. I did a show last
week. We're
going
to check. Check the meter. Check the talent meter, guys.
I did good last weekend. I don't want to use it for that. I want to use it for the... whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not even going to look at it. It's almost like...
I can't fucking wait until you sell a movie with ayahuasca in it. And you're like, look, dude.
But I'm not talking about... It's just like... They won't even include ayahuasca. I'm just saying, like... I thought of an invent, like just thinking of things and or being funny. I don't know. I'm talking more like the energy.
I understand.
And being more attractive and being more appealing.
Right.
And using it to make $1 million. Making it, using it for, it doesn't feel like ill-gotten, or it feels like that's not the point.
Sure. I'm sure it's not.
I can't. It can't. I may it strike me dead if that's what I. If that's my intention.
I would love. Right.
If that's my intention, then fuck. Go fuck yourself.
Right. But that's not. But if it comes along with it, that's something.
Look, if I make
it,
throw another couple zeros on that thing.
If that's what happens, that's what happens. I want to do it. I want to experience. Are you down to do it again or no?
Oh, I'm scheduled to do it again.
Oh, you're. How often now?
I feel like I haven't even really done any more than scratch the surface of it.
Oh, wow.
Like, for instance, I'm in the morning thing crying and I have the thought, should I include my dad in this?
Right.
And I was like, no, like another part of me was just like, or the plant or whatever was like, no, not this time. So there's stuff that I like, of course. There's a million unresolved things.
Of course.
I haven't gotten to the probable molestation that I'm going to uncover.
Get there.
But there are, like, I feel like the two successful journeys I've had were very much, I call them like, welcome to ayahuasca.
Right, intro. You're in,
yeah,
you're
in it's an intro montage. Right. I just checked into the hotel. Like, and it's like, welcome to ayahuasca. And it's a fucking... a bunch of pine trees from.
It's showing you all the stuff that they have there on
that
the resort.
That it's capable of.
Right.
And
if you're willing.
Yeah, I feel like I found the right thing and I have a lot to gain from it.
How often would you like to do it, I guess?
Once a week.
Really?
Yeah.
But there's no sustainability to that, though.
Why not?
That seems like, I mean, I don't know.
I'm not going to because it's too much driving and it's just a job issue. But I might do it once a month.
See, that to me is like when I was really like I wanted to do mushrooms a lot. I was like, I think if I do once a month is like a safe time to let me recover without becoming obsessed with something.
Yeah, like I told it was like, I'm the kind of person that if I eat lunch at a place, I'm like, fuck it, I'm eating dinner there.
Yeah.
Like if I find, when I found the dressing at Sweetgreen, this spicy cashew dressing, I was like, oh, I'm just going to eat this every day for lunch.
It in
yeah,
there.
And I eat it every day for lunch. And I've had salad every day for lunch
since
for
I've met, since I've
20,
known you.
Since 1998.
Yeah, since I've known you, you've only
since 1999. Sorry. So every lunch,
but
salad.
Dinner, you let it fly.
Salad, dinner, we let it all hang out.
Yeah.
So
I kind of want to go. I kind of want to go with you and do it.
Well, now I can go to that church one. I can go to the private one, and at church, it's like literally a garage.
I'd rather do the private one. I think my first trip in, I can't.
Yeah, that's what, because I've been talking to Bijan about what the best way would be, and he's like, he thinks people should do a private first.
I just think it's, I think.
Because it is a vulnerable, you're right, it's a vulnerable thing.
Yeah, and I'd like to be around at least people that I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever have a moment of maybe turning to someone and expressing something where you're like, I'm a little scared, or I don't feel.
I didn't, but I know the friends did.
Yeah.
I know Bianca did.
Yeah, see, and that to me is like something I would like a little safety net the first time to turn to a familiar face.
Yeah.
And go, hey, man, I'm a little nervous right now. For someone to be able to be like, okay.
Well, would you do
we're
it?
We're cool. Would I say that?
No, would you? You'd be willing to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'll call the private.
Yeah, I am willing to do it.
I'll calm down right now. I mean, we literally could do it tonight. I can't. I could actually, but yeah, we could do it tonight.
How much do you? You don't need any preparation, right?
Well, the SSRIs thing. There's a diet thing, which is the main thing. Is just don't. You can't take SSRIs. There's some stuff of like don't eat pork. There's there's a few of those that are contradictory and.
But you're, think the main you're vegetarian. One,
yeah,
you
I'm
to worry
fine.
About it.
I'll be
I
fine.
I eat meat, so that's not a good. What do they tell you not to eat meat for a day or something like that?
Something like that. Yeah. You had a side of beef for breakfast because Chicago.
Yeah. I had a packet of bacon. How do you think I start the day? Actually, I did have beef this morning without a doubt.
No you doubt. Grab it by the handful. Like, yeah.
It's just chunks of meat.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stop my, I'm trying to.
Yeah. Like I want to do like a, not like a party, but I want to do a thing where people I know that are interested that I think could benefit from it. I want to do a weekend because the second night is, You can take some of the, it's still in your body. So the second night is where shit gets really.
Why
really
don't you
pops
rent
off.
A house up in Ojai? I'll go. Seriously, let's do it.
Of course.
It's been a good year for you. Let's go.
I don't know what that means.
You know what it means. I do your books, dude.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Neil's doing great. So we're going to get up there and we're going to do it. I want to do it. Let's. I'm totally down to do
okay.
it. I truly, genuinely, am being honest. I only want to do it with familiars. That's all.
You should. Yeah. I mean, that's not the wrong. I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah, because the church thing in my mind, immediately I get anxiety, and I don't want to go into it having anxiety. So if I'm with people I know, I think my anxiety levels, like anytime I've ever done any drug of any kind, it for the first time at the very least, when it's with people I know, I feel great. Like I'm just like, whatever. Mm-hmm. These are recognizables. I'm going to be okay. Like there's something about that safety net that feels good. Then after that, you're like, I'll go back under that bridge and take drugs with that stranger.
Yeah.
And that doesn't matter anymore. But at the beginning, I'll walk into it. All right. We'll set it up.
Yeah. Cause I'm scheduled. There's one we're filming this on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
There's one on Sunday, but it's too COVID-y.
Yeah.
There's one.
Let's do a private thing for real.
Okay, I will.
Let's do like a friendship circle private thing. A few people that we know.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, because it is great.
And we can live stream the whole thing, correct?
Well, I would love that. We can somehow do whatever Segura's doing. I want to do that.
Yeah, they're doing lives. Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do an ayahuasca live.
I love it.
All right. all right, Neil.
Yeah, if you get a show, and where can they go? Where can they go? That's the question.
Here's where you can go to see more of the live stream private. You can check out Neil's podcast.
Go on Reddit, and also if you want to, there's on Reddit.
Yeah.
But on Reddit, on the ayahuasca page, on the subreddit, there on the side there are two links to retreats and where you can do it.
So go to the subreddit, the ayahuasca subreddit.
Also, if
you
just Google ayahuasca retreat. You'll be amazed
in
at
your
what
area.
Comes up. In your area.
Yelp has a really good list of ayahuasca retreats.
You're kidding?
It's real?
TripAdvisor does.
And what a how befitting TripAdvisor.
Yeah, I know. TripAdvisor has like a lot.
That should have been the original intention of TripAdvisor. Was places.
Well, there is. There's one called, I think, TripSitter. There's a website called TripSitter. But yeah, like there. So it. The one thing that I will say, like, it's not a party drug.
No.
It's not a party drug. It is a, if you have a relationship with your emotions, or if you have any kind of interior life whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
it's a great, great tool. If just use it as a tool.
Right.
Will you giggle? Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's. Like the yeah, you know, like I said, the first hour is giggly, and then it's the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
All right, we're gonna do it. Also, hopefully, if we do it, then what we'll have to do is do a second half of this. We'll have to come back together and do this. In the meantime, check out How Neil Feel, which is Neil's incredible podcast he does with Bianca, who he spoke openly about on this, that he shared
openly.
An experience about. I don't know if sometimes people don't want to talk about it. I'm like. She's probably cool with it.
No, yeah, I know. There's like certain, there's stuff about people that that I haven't included.
Go listen and or watch. Do all the above. Consume.
There's
How
an episode
Neil Feel.
Called Spirit Padre. That's about ayahuasca.
That's good.
And there's one called Begacked.
Begacked.
Yes. Also
when
about
when you're gacked out of your.
That was
head.
From the second one.
Okay. Go listen to that. Go check this dude out. No shows, obviously, to promote because no one's promoting any shows.
Netflix, Three Mics on Netflix.
Check out Three Mics on Netflix until he makes another one. And in the meantime, we end the episode every way. I'm going to walk off camera. You say one word or one phrase into camera by yourself. Go ahead.
Ayahuasca.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You are that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like that.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.